Proverbs 16:7 says, "When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him." Now, this is another general statement proverb. There are exceptions. We've addressed this in previous devotionals a time or two, so we won't go into this at length. But the thing to remember is that a proverb is a general statement unless another scripture makes the same statement in dogmatic terms. Otherwise, the exceptions actually just prove the general rule being stated in our proverb. I'll explain as we continue. Some longtime BBF listeners will recall that I've told the story about being evaluated on the job when I worked in the secular job market. And on more than one occasion, my supervisor was very complimentary on my job performance. On one particular occasion, my supervisor said, "If I could get everybody on my team to work as hard and as professionally as you do, I can't imagine how much better things would be around here." And as I waited for the opportunity to respond, she surprised me by asking, "What motivates you to work like you do? Maybe I could do something to spread that around." We laughed when she said that, and then I answered, "Well, honestly, I work as unto the Lord. As far as I'm concerned, no matter what I do, Jesus is my boss. And I figure that if I please God, then I ought to please any human supervisors that I have." She smiled but said, "Well, I don't suppose I can start preaching that to people, but it's a shame because that's certainly a great way to look at things." And it is a shame. Before the last 50 years or so in America, business owners and supervisors absolutely did preach that message to their employees, and the work ethic at that time demonstrates how much better things were back then. But my response is really an expression of our proverb. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh his enemies to be at peace with him. In my case, I rarely ever worked for a supervisor who didn't appreciate my biblical work ethic, even though I worked for atheists, Roman Catholics, Jews, homosexuals, including a lesbian supervisor I had one time. And they all knew why I worked the way that I did, and they appreciated the result. For some years, my lunch pail had a sticker on it that said, "My boss is a Jewish carpenter." And people acknowledged the effect that being a committed, genuine Christian makes on a man. But there was one time in particular when I couldn't please my supervisor. She was indoctrinated into the godless identity politics movement, and she despised me for my Christian faith, my witness, my personal stand against abortion and homosexuality, even though I never made trouble in the workplace about it. And at that time, her supervisor and their supervisor were all feminists, I guess you'd say. I'm not alone. Many millions of Christians over the centuries have been honest, hardworking, dedicated Christians whose ways please the Lord, for the most part, obviously, but their enemies persecuted and even, in some cases, killed them. But my case and those other cases, in terms of numbers and percentages, were actually rare exceptions that prove the rule of our proverb. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. So if you do so, and you run into an exception, don't think that the Bible's not true and the Bible lied or something like that. This is a general statement, a proverb. And I certainly have found that it is generally true. And I would encourage you to live by it. Live by this general rule that when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Please the Lord and see if it doesn't minimize your conflict with any enemies you may have in this life. This isn't the millennium. We're still going to have trouble. You can do everything right, and the Bible says we shall have tribulation in this life, but you can minimize it. And that's what I always have told my children and those that I've pastored. Life's hard enough. It's going to bring enough trouble. Don't add to it. Please the Lord with your ways and see what happens.